And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Sandhills Centford head football coach Tyson Cox. Coach, first off, again, congratulations on the start. It's hard to believe that this basically marks the middle of the regular season, but off to a 3-0 start, I'm sure you're very pleased with what your kids have been able to achieve so far.
Yeah, it's crazy that we're pretty much halfway done with the season. It seems like we were just doing camp this summer not too long ago, but it's been fun.
Big game coming up on Friday. You get South Loup. Both of you are undefeated. A lot of publications have you both in the top 10. Can you just talk about the excitement? I know big games bring excitement. Have you kind of felt that in practice as you prepare for Friday?
Yeah, the boys know it's a big game, and but we're preparing like we prepare every week. You know, the sayings we always have is the biggest game of the week is the one we're playing. So, you know, it's a big game, but every game is too, I guess.
Coach, as we mentioned, it's hard to believe, but we are at the midpoint of the season with this Friday's game. As you get to the midway point, have you seen an improvement, or what is the biggest improvement maybe you've seen from your team since week one?
They're coming together as a team. Like, they in practice, they're focused, and, you know, we talk out a lot of blocking schemes, and they've come together as a unit more every week, I think. I mean, we still have some penalties that are getting us, but it seems like they're more, you know, intense penalties, like stuff that kids are going hard and they do something wrong, and it's not necessarily bad all the time.
Coach, I know when I visited with you last week, we talked about the play at the line of scrimmage, and I know that that's important to you, and that's a battle that you guys always want to win. I know that South Loup is really kind of the same kind of team. Can you just talk about that battle that's going to take place in the trenches on Friday and how important that's going to be?
Yeah, that's where the game's going to be won, I would say. That's two really good lines that are going to go up against each other, and it's going to be fun to see who wins the line of scrimmage.
What has been your focus in practice this week, Tyson? Have there been some areas that you've really been trying to key in on?
Our penalties, you know, against Twin Loup, we had a lot of penalties, and we had a few dumb penalties, but, you know, we talked yesterday about staying on schedule and, you know, not getting down first and 20 or, you know, second and 15. Try to stay on schedule and move the ball.
Let's talk about your opponent a little bit on Friday. That, of course, is South Loup. As you prepare for them, what are some things that stick out and what are going to be the keys for Sandhills Thetford on Friday?
You know, their line is a big line. They have some big kids on the line, and we just have to make sure we get in the right spots on offense and defense both to take advantage of what we can.
Coach, one final question for you. It's an area of the game that maybe I don't ask coaches enough about, but it's a big area, and that's special teams. Can you just kind of talk about that area of your team and kind of where it stands midway through the year?
That's a good question. We're struggling. If we are struggling anywhere right now, it probably is our special teams. You know, we've given up a few yards on kick returns, and we emphasize it every day in practice. We go over one special teams or multiple every day, and that's one place we do have to clean up a little bit is our special teams.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Well, thank you, and thanks for covering us.
Head Coach Tyson Cox joining us in our pregame show.